in the Siman Shinayin Beis, we did Sivav, and we're holding the Mishnah Berurah. We started the Mishnah Berurah, and we stopped after the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem. So the scenario over here was a case that you had a bias, which is between two Chatzeris, and it opened up to both of them. And the bias was Ma'arav with both Chatzeris, but the two Chatzeris were not Ma'arav with each other. So you can carry kalim from chatzar A into the bias, and from the bias into chatzar A. You can carry kalim from the bias to chatzar B, and from chatzar B to the bias. But you cannot carry kalim from chatzar A into the bias, and from the bias into chatzar B. Kalim from chatzar A cannot be transferred to chatzar B. Okay. Then we said, let's say that there's some differentiation between the two, there was a wall, which was 10 tefachim high, or there was, one was higher, one was lower than the piece of karka. So the question is, regards to the use of the kosel in between, is it shared between the two of them or not? Okay.
Where's the positioning of the, I mean, we're still talking about the case.
No, there's no bias. In the second case, there's no bias there.
Okay.
Okay. So the first case, so the lacha is, the case of there was something in between the two chateras. So we gave a few examples. Mem Aleph, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph. Hoya ben shtei chateras kosel, which is 10 tefachim high. Ubezei nafkemina im kosel rochav arba'a lo. There's no difference how wide the kosel is. The filu b'chitza daka mafsek is ben chateras kiven shegavoy asara. Since it's 10 tefachim high, it's a valid hefsek between the two of them, and that's good enough.
Are we referring to the thickness or the width, the wideness of the wall?
Thickness.
So it still has to be 4 tefachim wide, though. Is that right, or is that the?
It has to go all the way between the two of them.
Between the two, so, okay.
For that, well, for our purposes now, that's the case. Goes all the way across.
Okay.
Mem beis gemara sar tefachim. The pachas zel lo chashiv hefsek mahabik chatzar echad marben echad ve marben shtayim. If the mechitz is not 10 tefachim high, as far as halacha is concerned, it's one bechatzar. So one bechatzar, you're not allowed to have it divided into two different groups. If you do that, nobody can carry. So it's only, you only can have each chatzar be ma'arav amongst themselves, because there's a bona fide separation between the two, which is a mechitz which is at least 10 tefachim high. Okay. Or one of them was lower than the other. And let's say the example which the Shulchan Aruch gives is that the lower one was 5 tefachim lower than the higher one, and then you built a mechitza which is 5 tefachim high on top of that. So from the vantage point of the lower one, there's a wall which is 10 tefachim high between it and the higher one. Even though from the vantage point of the higher one, you only see a wall which is 5 tefachim high, that's also acceptable. Vasu Allah, and they made on this. So the rise between the two chateras, there's a wall there. There's a semi-wall, which is part of the ground. So on top of the ground, they add another 5 tefachim. The kaim along, the mechitza mitzarv lahatel lashim anasar. We can combine the rise of the grounds and the mechitza on top of it to make a total of 10. So that's the case in the Gemara. That the Gemara has a discussion whether you can be mitzarif the two together, and we hold that you can be mitzarif the two. Okay.
Where is this? You're talking about the tarif, the rise on the ground and the wall above.
Right. Where do you have it? You have it in Gittim again in the second parak, and you have it in Shabbos and
no.
And
what type of a place?
You have two chateras, and one's lower, one's higher. So the higher one, the ground is raised from the height of the lower one. So let's say that's 5 tefachim high. Then you build a wall of 5 tefachim high on top of the ground. So the result is you have a wall which is 10 tefachim high, 5 made out of the ground, the rise and elevation between the two properties, and 5 tefachim based on a building of a wall on top of it. So those two things combine together to make a height of 10. Yeah. So in this situation, because there's such a separation between the two halachas, they cannot combine together the two separate chatzeiros. So if it's less than that, they must combine together. And if it's the separation like this, they cannot combine together. They have to be separate. So the same thing would be simply if one chatzer is 10 tefachim higher than the other. There's an elevation between the two chatzeros, and one is 10 tefachim higher than the other. So halacha says that there's a separation of mechitzah between the two of them, and they cannot be ma'arav together as one. They have to be ma'arav separately.
And we're assuming there's like a boundary, some type of boundary line. Like this is clearly a separate chatzer. We're not saying a hill in the middle of one chatzer.
No, we're talking about two separate chatzeros. Okay. Now, let's say a scenario where the two chatzeros are on the same height and there's a wall in between which is 10 tefachim high. And it's wide enough that the thickness of the kersel is wide enough that you could put something on top. It's not like, you know, a picket fence. It's wide enough that you could place something on top of it. So the halacha is that each one of the chatzeros is allowed to use the top of the wall. They're allowed to take their items and put them on top of the wall and then take them back from the top of the wall to the chatzer. And we're not afraid that what's going to happen eventually is that items which started out on chatzer A are going to end up on chatzer B. So we're not worried about that problem. It's not any worse than saying you can carry from a roof to a chatzer. You can carry from the top of this wall to a chatzer as well. With Dafka Lachatzeris, this is a hatter to carry from the top of this wall into the chatzer. In other words, I do not need to designate this wall to either chatzer to allow this. The point that Mishabur is saying, since it belongs to the chatzer, that's why they're allowed to carry to it. That's not the point. The point is, even if it doesn't belong to the chatzer, you're allowed to carry in the different types of rishuyos, as long as it doesn't have an ownership to a different party. Right?
Didn't we say we have to have a pathway through between the two chatzeros in order to place on top of the wall?
Well, one second.
Because I thought before we said we couldn't do that, if there's no connection between two.
I'm not sure which case you're referring to. Okay. If the wall is 4 tefachim wide, now you may not carry from that, so then it gets to dinner's own rishus, and then you cannot carry from there to the bias because it wasn't ma'arav together with the bias. So you cannot carry from there to any bias.
What?
If the wall is 4 tefachim wide, there was the thickness of the wall on top is 4 tefachim, so then it's like a rishus. It's a rishus which wasn't ma'arav with the bias, and you cannot carry from there to the bias. Well, the reader mimenu, main shir erba kolecha b'fnei atzo oylo erba klal lo kol chazeres rishus achasein chenal b'sef alav. So, kelim which rishuvis in the chatzer, you're allowed to move from one chatzer to the other, even without an eruv. So, kelim which you're saying that the as much as you're telling me that a rishus agag is like a chatzer, so kelim which rishuvis in the chatzer can be carried from the chatzer to top of the wall to the other chatzer, etc. The only problem is kelim which rishuvis in the bayis. Okay. Now, what about the paris which rishuvis in the bayis? So, if the wall is not 4 tefachim high, I'm sorry, not 4 tefachim wide. Excuse me. So it's not a rishus. It's like a makom patur. So you can't aser carrying from the bayis to the top of the wall and vice versa. But if the wall is 4 tefachim wide, because the rochav arba pirush arba tefachim, Matam the kimin shehu rochav arba hu mokum chashu b'fnei atzmai v'elabot zol gai b'shnei chatzeris. It's not part of the chatzeris because it's wide enough to be considered a rishus. So now, kelim which are from the bayis are allowed to go to the chatzer which it was ma'arav with, but it cannot go to this wall which it wasn't ma'arav with. Because this wall belongs to two chatzeris, and one of them, they were in ma'arav together. So you cannot carry things from the bayis and put them on the top of the wall. You cannot take things from the top of the wall and bring them to the bayis. Let's say the top of the wall is not four tefachim wide. Okay, so then it's mutter. As long as you, but you're not allowed to, transfer kelim which are shavis and the bayis and chatzer A, it's a chatzer B that you can't do. V'meinu rach was mutter. The pachas me'ar, but makam paturhu, which allows men abatim. Allah will heard v'meinu labatim. So you're allowed to. It's not more chomer than any makam paturhu, which has a dinam as if it's like it's a non-entity. So you can't say you can't put something there because it's a non-entity. So you're allowed to carry from the bayis, put it on top of the wall, because the wall is not the thick, doesn't have a thickness of four tefachim. But only shal yachlifu. Hainu lahalas min abatim ala kosel la'achal haridu mechatzar sheni. You cannot take something from the bayis, put it on top of the kosel, then eventually take it down into the other chatzar. That's also. Mishum duma asal afukeh b'the hedjim min abatim lechatzar sheni b'lai hanocha b'intayim. So he actually brought a machlokes about this. And over here, the Ramah just basically says it's also. It doesn't bring the matirim. This is all talking about the case where the two sides both have a wall. It means the height, the level of both the terraces is the same, and there's a wall in between, which is 10 tefachim high. What do you do in a situation where one of the terraces is elevated higher than the other one? And from one direction, the wall is not 10 tefachim high. Okay, so on the side which it's not gevoy asara, you're allowed. You cannot call it a separate. What's the problem? You can't take them out of the bayis, put it on top of the kosel when it's 4 tefachim wide because it's like its own malkum. Yeah, but it's not 10 tefachim high, so it's not a malkum. The dimension of Malkum is 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4. This is 4 by 4, but it's not 10 tefachim high from their side. So on that side, you cannot answer, let's say on side A, the ground is higher than side B. So we built a wall which is 5 tefachim high. It's 5 tefachim higher. And we added a wall on top which is 5 tefachim high. So from the side A's perspective, there's a wall which is 5 tefachim high. So from their perspective, this wall is not a rishus b'nei atzmai. It's 4 tefachim wide. It goes along the whole width of the chatzer, but it's not 10 tefachim high. So you cannot ask a keken kalim from the bayis and putting it on this wall. On side B, this wall is 10 tefachim high because it's the ground is lower. So from their vantage point, This is a chosh of a mokum. It's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 by 4. So you cannot take kelim from the bayis on side B, and chotzer B, and take kelim out of the bayis and put it on top of the wall. So on side A, it's mutter af the kelim, marikash erev la'atzma, and the chotzer A has made its own erev. If there's no area between the bias and the chotzer, you can't discuss getting it to the wall. You can't get it out to the chotzer even. Okay, even the kelim sheshob shabayis, the day of the next shabrosh a kosa kikarka chotzer, So from inside A's vantage point, this is not a wall. It's only 5 tochim high. So it's the same as the ground. So as much as you're allowed to carry from the bias into the ground of the chutz, you can carry from the bias on top of this wall. That's from side A. However, the second one cannot, because from the, on side B, the, which has a lower ground level, and therefore between that and the wall, the top of the wall is 10 tefachim high from the ground of side B. So as far as they're concerned, this is like a numakim. So you cannot take kalim from the bias inside B out to the chutz and then top of the wall, even though there's an Erev on that side. Now, then the Mechaber adds, I'm going to tell you a Kiddush, not only can you not take kalim from the bias to use the top of that wall, you cannot even take kalim from the chutzah to use the top of that wall. Now, that, why is that true? We said before, any kalim which is shavus in the chutzah, or mutter to any other chutzah in the whole city, any gag in the whole city, but this gag not. Why? Because this gag is functioning as part of the other chutzah. Okay, but you're still allowed to carry from kalim from one chutzah to the other. But it's this case is, we're confused as it is, right? So the problem over there, the potential for being confused is significant. So therefore, so what that's Bishop Bruce explains. The hoyl shechaver mutal mi bayis lemechitza. The hoyl kechatzeroi. On side A, the mechitza, which is only 5 tochim high, functions that you're allowed to carry from the bias to this mechitza. So as far as bias, side A is concerned, this is part of the chutzah. If side two uses it, if you're going to let people on side B use it, it'll become part of the rishus of side B. So how can you carry from side A to that, from the bias to that place? So we can't have both sides using it. So we're only going to give it to the side where it's easier, which is the side A. The Eben Oizer says, I understand you cannot carry from the bayis to the top of this wall, because on their side it's 10 tefachim high, so it's carrying from a bias to a wall which is 4 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim high. But Kalim Shashav is on the Chatzar, so when are you going to answer that? So he says that's Mutter. But if it's not 4 tefachim wide, then everybody's allowed to use it because Makam Patur. Mutter Lishtan Lishtamish Tahavi Le Makam Patur. So the Chasanish has an interesting question. It's not really Malkum Patur. Malkum Patur is that it's 10 tefachim, that it's less than 4x4, which it is. It's long, but it's not 4 tefachim. It's not wide enough. It's not 4x4. And it's not considered part of the karka. So normally we define that by saying it's 3 tefachim off the ground. At least 3 tefachim off the ground. That's where Malkum Patur starts. Okay, and then it continues, since it's so narrow, all the way up. But we just argued that vis-a-vis the chotzer, it's short enough that it's usable because it's only 5 tefachim high. So you're telling me that you look at it as extension of the karka, not as a separate Malkum. So over here, Punk, the concept of the Malkum Patur legislates against you and says, well, it's like it's part of the ground. So then it's part of the ground, it's quite wide. So from Chatzar A's perspective, it is Dal Tvachim. So people Chatzar B using it say, well, because for us it's nothing. But that's not fair because on the other side it's considered that, like their Malkum, because it's part of their Chatzar. So how can people Chatzar B use that property? Even Ken, which are Shabbos Rabbis, he says. That's his kash. Okay, we're holding myself Zion. So now, so we have the two chaserus and they have a wall in between. And if it's a kaisel, and the, now there's a breakthrough in the wall. So now there's an access point between the two chaserus. So Adas Armas, Havrele Kepesa. So it's up to the width, up to and including the width of 10 Amas. We look at that gap as a doorway. And therefore, it's really two chaserus with a doorway between the two of them. So over here they have a choice. They can be ma'arav together if they want because there's an access between the two of them. Or they can be ma'arav separately if they want because there's two different chaserus. Let's say that the whole chotzer is less than 10 amos, and it's totally open between the two. So then that's not a doorway. It's one area. No, there's clearly some wall left on both sides. It's not totally open. Okay. So it's considered a Pesach, and therefore you have a choice. If, however, the opening is more than 10, then then, as far as we're concerned, it's one big chotzer, and the only way they can carry is by everybody in the both sides combining together to one eruv. If the mechitza in between is not tall enough, so there's no mechitza. So the hefty ma'arav is one. It's one chotzer.
Less than
10 tefachim. Nun dalet. So we pointed out that 10 amos means up to and including 10 amos. Still considered a hereku pesach. Okay, name yirotzu ma'arav in shnayim. So we had this before in Siddalad. They have a choice. If there's no access between the two chaserus, they have to be ma'arav separately. If it's one big chaser, they have to be ma'arav together. If it's two chaserus with a door in between, they have a choice. They can either be ma'arav together or separately, whatever they want. If the whole opening between the two is less than 10 amos, and the whole thing is open, even though it's less than 10 amos, that's one chotzer. There's nothing between the two of them. So that they have to marry as one. So it's not. It's only in case it wasn't nifritz b'miluyot. Well, okay. Since it wasn't nifritz b'inan sheyishar b'kol tzad mashu. So how much do you have to have remaining? So if the gap is equidistant to the two sides, each side has to have a mashu left. If the opening is 10 amas or less, it has to be not nifritz b'miluyot. So that means you have to have something left on both sides. Or the other option is, mitzarechet pas arba tefachim rechev v'gev ha'asorah. So you have, or on one side the wall which is left is at least 10 tefachim tall, and it's 4 tefachim wide. The tefachim wide over here meaning the amount that it extends into the chaser. That's if what's left is you don't have a mashu on both sides, or you don't have something which is 4 tefachim wide. So it's as far as we're concerned, that's called nifritz b'miluyot.
It's not clear. The case of b'miluyot is not so clear to me.
Let's say you have two chaserus. You have chatzah one, chatzah two, and this is the wall in between, right? Okay, so easy case. So I say, the wall starts. Some of the wall collapses in the middle. So great. So now there's a chotzer here, there's a chotzer here. There's an access point in between the two of them. They can be ma'arav separately. They can ma'arav together. Let's say the whole wall falls down.
Yeah.
So it's not two chotzer. This is one chotzer now. Mm-hmm. Right. So they can't say, "Well, I'll be ma'arav separately, ma'arav separately." So that's true whether the opening is less than 10 amos or more than 10 amos. It doesn't make a difference. Once it's an infant, it's one chotzer. Right. That's a joke. So this says, now let's say it was a difference between Malua. There's a little mashu left over here. And everything else fell down. That's also called a difference between Malua. So it has to be at least, it extends in four tefachim. Or there's something left on both sides.
Mashu on both sides
is good enough. So it's basically the equivalent of, you know, you'd have, like the halacha is by lechi. If you have, or not by lechi, but by the case of Gronami Matra Chotzer, so you have to either leave a pass arba on one side, or you have to leave, you know, a pass on each side, which is with a mashu. Basically the same idea.
Now, is this going to be only in the case where there's a collapsed wall? And l'chachila, you can't build the wall that way in order to make a distinction between chatzeros?
I think that should work if you built it l'chachila like that also.
Yeah.
Okay. If the opening is more than 10, pierced to all the feeling nisha min akosel mikan mikan. It's a very wide chotzer. It's 50 amas wide. There's 17 amas left on one side, and there's 19 amas left on the other side. So the gap is only 12 amas wide, right? Doesn't help you. There's 19 and 19, and there's a gap of 12 in the middle. It's mamish, like almost double, but doesn't help you. The mice said the gap is too big. So we ignore everything else.
More than 10?
It's more than 10, yeah.
Therefore, they have to be
12 amas?
They have to. Yeah, I gave an example of 12 amas wide. It could be 11 amas wide. It could be 10.1 amas wide. If there's anything more than 10, it's considered a pirtsa. They have to remember Yaakov, remember Kalecha, but that's Oisim Zeh Al Zeh. And if each chotzer persists on being ma'arav separately, nobody can carry anything. It's like a big chotzer, which two groups are dividing up within one chotzer, and each group making their own area that nobody can carry. But they have an eighth of a tzuras pesach. Okay. Now he said, if it's not 10 tefachim high, so then it's the same thing. Mim benam, wooden im kolam achitza goy sar tefachim. So what will be if the wall along the whole was built originally as 10 tefachim high? Then now in the middle, it lost some of its height. The top few layers of bricks fell off. So now it's only 8 tefachim high in the middle. If that the length of that area where that's happened is more than 10 amas, it's a pirtza. Because you don't have a mechitza, 10 tefachim high between the two sides, which a mechitza is not a mechitza. So as far as the loss is concerned, it's like there's an opening. So there's a pirtza there. So they have to be ma'ariv yachad. Okay. Sivches. Kosel shebein shtechen zeirish gwayas torah. Nishneim. Case where the two sides are the same height, or even if one's higher than the other, but the wall is 10 tefachim high from both directions. So both directions are looking at the wall and say, well, there's a wall there. Right? So we're two different chatzeres, we can't be marv together. Now, v'hemin etzel ha-kosel sulam rochav arba, chen kenegde b'chatzer ha-shniyah. So they placed next to the wall a ladder. The ladder is 4 tefachim wide. So the ladder is the equivalent of making a door there, because now you can go up the ladder and then go down the other side, and the ladder on the other side, and access the two sides. Okay. Afilu eno salomus zeh keneged zeh. And furthermore, even if you do not place the sulam on the side A, in the same place you place the sulam in side B, so they're not like, you know, go up this side, go down the other side. Okay. So imein b'neim shloisha chashivi kapasit. Even though there's a little bit of a gap between the two of them, so one's over here and one's over here, if I measure that gap and it's less than 3 tefachim, it's lavud. It's like they're in the same place. It's like they're across from each other. chashivi kepesa. Hayim aflagim zemi keneged zeh shloisha. Let's say, however, the coastal, the sulam on one side is four. It's more than three tefachim away from the other one. It's two amas away. So you go up this side. So well, I can't get down. Well, there's a sulam all the way over there. That's not a pesach. Well, the wall's pretty wide. So walk on top of the wall. So imakarsu rochav arba adayin chashuv kepesach. So if the wall is wide enough, so we consider it's a makom where a person, it's wide enough to begin makom chashuv, so a person can walk on it. So go up on side A, walk at the top of the wall, and go down on side B. So that's considered there's a pesach between the two of them. V'imena rochav arba. However, if the wall is not four tefachim wide, so it's not so easy to walk on top of that. So then ein chashuv kepesach. Okay. Now, this sulam over here has to have a certain amount of kvius that's going to remain there. Just like a pesach is not something which is temporary. The access point is an access point. So you have this very lightweight ladder, which is very easily taken away. So it's not really that you made a doorway there. You happen to have found a way to get across at this point in time. So what's considered that the sulam is significant enough, it's heavy enough, and it's more kavua, that it's considered that it's kavua there, and therefore now it's considered that there's a passage between the two sides. How much you need for that? Be'ez sulam amru, k'she'esh boi arba shlivos. So it has to have at least four steps to it. If it doesn't have that amount, it's not so heavy usually, and it's chances are it can be easily taken away. So it's not considered that you're kaveya a pesach there. LMK zroyisov ushlivoyisov kvedas. Unless in the case where it's less than four, but just the nature of the weight of the kosher was the sulam was a very heavy sulam by nature. So the side parts and the what you use for the side parts and you use for the steps of the ladder, the shlivus, were very heavy. Shaz kavdai kavay, because then we said the fact that it's so heavy is kavay it there. Now v'meina kersel kavaya ella sora, if the wall is exactly 10 tefachim high. So the truth is, I don't even need the sulam to reach the top of the wall. So the loch is, Mizaykev sulam, Gaboya Shiva Umashu, Bemeshach Arba, Eitzel Kaisu. So, and you placed a sulam, which is not the whole height, but it's close enough that it's lower to the top. And the width of the sulam is four tefachim wide, which that's how wide your doorway has to be. So then, it's considered a door. So now, you're allowed to use the top of the wall, and now you're allowed to be ma'ar of the two chaterahs together. It's a doorway. Because it's within lovet to the top of the wall. Okay. Now, the next case, the person says, what if they put a ladder there? But on this nice wide stone wall, why not just take out part of the stones and I'll use it, the wall itself as a stepping vehicle to go across. So I want to make a Pesach from one set to the other, so I'm making the wall less than 10 tefachim high. As we said before, that's like a gap. Well, it has to be 4 tefachim wide, though. It works. Bein la'asos ha'kepesach la'arav yachad, bein l'inyin sh'yuch l'ishtamash b'chol ha'kosel. So that's going to now allow me to say it's a Pesach between the two of them, and I can therefore be ma'arav, the two chazirs can be ma'arav together if they so wish, because there's a doorway between the two of them. And I want to take out kelim from the house, to use on top of the kersel. So that this is going to be sufficient to be matur. The Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with what happened to lachos we had before. How does that work? We had if the two chazers were not married together. We're saying it, that this process allows two things. They took them married together if they want. One. The second point, they're not married together, but I want to carry kalim from the bayis to use the top of the kersel. So no problem, because now that I have this chulia that I took out, so it's like I have a way to step up to the top of the wall, and that makes everything mutter. But you still have the problem, it belongs to chaserus. How do we ignore that problem? That's what Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with.
What, you took out chulia?
Piece of some of the stones. From the wall. So the wall is no, at some one point is not 10 tefachim high. Okay. If the width of this act of removing some of the stones from the wall itself, it wasn't wide enough, it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. It wasn't 4 tefachim wide, so it's not considered a pesach. They cannot be married together. But what I can do is the area which is that much it will allow is the area which is less than 4 tefachim wide, which is less than 10 tefachim high, is like there's not a wall there. Okay, so you can use that makom. Okay. Let's hold it here.
Which is less than 4 tefachim.